She's here. She will talk about .cn availability for individual registrants.
Thank you for giving .cn an opportunity to present this new development. The information and the data as I'm going to present were provided by CNIC, and I'm presenting on behalf of CNIC. In China, Ministry of Industry and Information Technology is the highest authority on domain names, and the issue is regulations on administration of internet domain names in 2004. This is a legal document, provide a basic legal framework on domain name registration and management. Any registry or registrar setting up in the territory of China must be officially approved by MIIT. Well, of course, it depends on interpretation, what is meaning of setting up. I guess this means legally incorporated in China. And the registry's domain name registration policy shall be revealed and approved by MIIT. Then take a look of the development of CNIC registration policy. What we can see is a full period. Even though the fourth one is rolling out, we haven't reached that period. We're still at period three. The first period, 96 to 2002, this kind of beginning period. At that period, registrants were limited to Chinese entities. So first of all, you want to register in .cn, you must be an entity, an organization, not an individual. And secondly, you must have a Chinese permanent address. So the foreign companies, enterprises, were not able to register in .cn before 2002. This is very serious limitation. Even though those FDI, the foreign direct investment enterprises located in China, would be able to register because of permanent Chinese address. That's the first period. In order to improve the services of domain names, from 2002, .cn open up is domain. So from 2002.cn is an open domain name to all the registrants around the world. It's not limited to Chinese citizen. However, the registration policy on the individual registration didn't change. So in paper, that registration was still in place. However, in practice, in order to expand the business, CNIC actually allowed individuals, either Chinese citizen or foreigners, to register in .cn. But it's kind of an ad hoc basis reform. For individual registration, there's still some uncertainty. What we can see, this is really tremendous expansion of registration volume because this kind of opened up. By the end of 2009, almost 40% of the registrant were individual registrant, and the registration volume of .cn reach is top level. That's 13 million. I guess it's world number one CCTLD. However, at the end of 2009, because of the event I talked about yesterday, the cleaning up campaign, CNIC have to check up all the registration information of every domain name is tremendously increased its economic burden. And of course, because of this absolute accuracy of registration information is actually frightened away about 80% of the registrant. And now we can see the current registration volume is actually 3 million. So it dropped 10 million. And now is not is largely in the list of top 10 of CCTLD now, and because of this extreme measure on the accuracy of registration information, only 15% of the individual registrant left The MIT specifically ordered CNIC to stop providing registration services to any individuals. If an individual would like to keep his registration, it must get a guarantee from an entity. This is extremely difficult. Let's take a look of this currently implementing registration policy on this 2009 version. A domain name applicant must be a legally registered organization with the capacity to independently assume civil liability. So this is officially written into the documents. Since the individual, of course, is not legally registered organization, is being excluded from the scope of domain name registration. In addition to that, CNIC is implementing a very strict registration and a verification system. 99% of domain name registration information were verified. Actually, it could reach even 100%, so each and every domain name were specifically verified. And there are other mechanisms available to inspect and process domain name abuse. As a colleague from .cr just mentioned, there's some abuse in domain name systems, such as phishing. And for .cn, it has a mechanism to delete the identified phishing domain names. Even though I had some discussion with the legal department of CNIC about this kind of a legal risk of deleting phishing domain names, CNIC is a CCTLD, is a non-governmental organization, is not a law enforcement agency. Delete a domain name and in this belief of it is phishing has its own legal risk. What if the domain name is a property of the registrar? You delete it, you deprive other people's property. But this issue has not been addressed in any court proceeding, in any case law, so it's still the practice now. Then let's have a look of the last period, the period we're going to move into, the openness and the resurrection period, because of the tremendous drop of the registration volume. It concerns the government. And so there's some new direction. Spring atmosphere is coming to Beijing. So it think about to open up the registration on individual registration. And now the revision plan has been completed. It is now pending for the approval by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. Hopefully it could be approved by the end of March 2012. So it will be in 15 days. The revision plan is quite simple. As an individual, say I'm a Chinese citizen, my name is Hong Xue, I can register my own name, Hong Xue. But Hong Xue is a very common name in Chinese 1.3 billion population, and it would be a land rush for that. So you may add some numbers or prefix, suffix, such as Hong Xue 007 or something like that. As far as the matching to your name, you get a discounted price for that domain name, hongxue007.cn. In addition to that, you can register any domain name, such as iloveican.cn, right? It's they're all possible. So that's my little briefing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hongxue. Any questions for? There's some.
Thank you for the presentation. Just a small question. With the initial period of openness and then the withdrawal, do you think there will be some kind of hesitation with this new proposal from registrants?
Well, actually, there's no hesitation from registry. Oh, you mean from registrants? Yes, of course. The uncertainty is still there. The MIIT may not approve this openness plan in the first place. And secondly, the registrar may worry that the policy could be changed. if they change, they would really at danger of protecting their property in the domain name, right?
Any more questions? Christina.
Hello. Yes, I have a question from the remote participation room. And Manuel Jesus would like to know if you can explain a little more how .cn would deal with individuals wanting to register the same domain.
Sorry, would you please repeat the last part of the question?
If you can explain a bit more how .cn would deal with individuals who want to register the same domain.
Oh, well, used an example of my name. Say there's 2,000 Hongxue in China. They all want to register their own name. The plan is being drafted is that there could be a sunrise period for the kind of registration on first-come, first-served basis. And then there could be a kind of a random selection period to determine the person who eventually get the name that's been competed by so many people.
Any more questions? Okay, let's say a big thanks to Hongxue.